Technology.ie. It's Friday, November 28th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Keith Foltrovistock, this is Conor Muinicon in the Black Knight studio. I'm on Skype with Lee Troxler. Did I pronounce that correctly, Lee?
Yes, you did, Con. Thank you.
Lee, you're in California. Whereabouts?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. You're president and co-founder of a company called Screadable, which we featured last week on technology.ie. And I had actually planned to meet you guys when you were in Dublin for Web Summit. That's when you took the wraps off your product and pretty much exited your private beta and announced yourselves to the world.
That's correct. We've been at this for about a year, taking some basic logic that my co-founder had written a ways back and making it work for social media. The idea that social media has come quite a ways. It's becoming almost commoditized, almost a commonplace thing. So to make it more useful to people, to actually make it so that it augments their professional aspirations, makes it easier for them to reach their goals, that's something that was still a pain point for the people in our organization who wanted more from social media. So that's what we spent a year working on to try to develop that got us to Web Summit.
And when you say people who want to get more out of social media, you're not talking about teenagers comparing hairstyles and fashions, or you're not talking about people keeping in touch with family and friends. You're talking about brands, you're talking about businesses, you're talking about companies who recognize that social media is a communications channel, it's a marketplace, and it's where they've got to be, as you put it, socially credible. Which is, as far as I understand, Lee, where the name of your company, Screadable, comes from. How would you define socially credible? What's a socially credible brand?
You got it. The Screadable aims to be a one-stop social branding for professionals. We're looking at people who need or want their brand to look good online so that they can get a better job. Secure a better contract, look strong so that when they are looked up online, they come across as competent in real time. And that's kind of the key thing here. We've moved to a real-time world, kind of an astounding now. Everything's happening right now. And if you want to look strong professionally, you need to have competence in real time. It's kind of an interesting concept. This idea of competence in real time. And you can get a lot out of LinkedIn. It shows where you've been before. You can do a lot with some of your posting. You can do a lot there. But how do you as a professional come across to someone you're meeting as in the moment, credible, strong right now? And so that's what we built Screadable to accomplish.
Now, as you're describing it to me, Lee, you're talking about professionals, you're talking about personal brands, I might dare to say. Does it scale up to larger brands and companies and organizations as well?
Yes, it does. There's two worlds. There's the personal development world, and then there's the professional development world. They are very different. If you are a professional, you may want to clean your fingernails and brush your teeth to get your personal brand together. But if you're really looking at professional development, you're looking at the things that are essential to your career path, the things that will really make you stand out as you try to accomplish your career goals. And that's where Screadable comes in that professional development world.
So when you're trying to, I suppose, be socially credible, you've got to invest time, effort, and intelligence into the actual task. What you're saying is that your company can offer people help with that using artificial intelligence.
That's correct. There is a lot of wonderful fantasy in our movies. In fact, there's a couple out right now that talk about AI taking over our minds and making us poor little humans irrelevant. Of course, that's wonderful Hollywood fantasy. The truth is that we've been working on machine learning solutions for a very long time. We've been trying to find ways to augment human intelligence, ways to make us more productive in what we do. And that's where Screadable comes in. our idea is that we're bridging the gap between between too much information and too little knowledge. There is that gap there. So if we can bring a machine into the process that understands your goals, what are they? That delivers the information you know about, but also the information you may not know about that's related to your goals, because the AI is out there working on your behalf, putting the connections together that you may not have put together yet. And then if that then shows you how to use that information, to whom you want to be seen by it, who you want to see it, when it needs to be seen, where to use it, then you have something that moves beyond the today's social media tool sets. So that's the kind of unique solution path that we've created in Scredible.
I got to be honest with you, Lee. I'm with Elon Musk on this, and I do think the day is going to come when we will rue the day when artificial intelligence got the power, or you know, has it. But also equally, I believe that day is a long, long way off before it actually gets enough artificial intelligence to actually be evil or dangerous or anything like that. But before it gets dangerous, it's got to be useful. And are you saying at this stage that AI has got to the stage that it can be useful to somebody in this way?
Yeah, we're a long way from unleashing the demons. And I don't know what I really enjoyed his comment, and I'm interested to see what he was going at, because yeah. You know, he is one of the finer men amongst us. Yeah. He's just a first-rate talent.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't sure. Some of the bloggers thought he was just trolling. Others thought that he was looking way down the road.
Yeah.
And certainly the idea that a machine could replace us is a scary one. There are larger ideas that are scary, and that is that all of us in technology are removing so many important jobs. And that's a socio-political question that I think as people in this business, we all have to care about.
Yeah.
You know, we have to have a political perspective on that, because we are changing the workforce. There's no doubt about that. But to your question, without getting political here, we have a chance right now to look at the things that are going on in your life. If you come on Scredible, we can look at the things you care about, and we can look at the trends in your field. We can look at the people that are working near you that you should be involved with. We can take those things and we can bring them onto the table so that you can, so that the stories you read are more relevant to your goals. And you're not spending a lot of time scrolling through endless readers trying to find the stories that matter to you. You can see the stories that really matter. With that, we can move on to more meaningful engagement. We can help you make sure that every post that you put out there counts. We have the AI that is actually used to help you write more brilliant posts, to bring out better understanding for you. So we have to generate hashtags for you, to bring up research for you so that you will see everything going on. It's all done on a simple dashboard. And then we continue on after that. We optimize the streams that you send out into the workplace, and then of course we measure it at the end, because for so many companies, whether you're a professional on your own or you're an enterprise client, and we have both, you care about the deeper analytics that will keep you and your brand on track. And then lastly, this ecosystem that I'm defining here. So it really is a professional branding ecosystem that we're looking to build here. It's completed with training. As to some people, you just want to be able to come right onto the app and do it all without a tutorial. But other people want some training. They want the AI to get to know them, to learn how to help them, to anticipate their needs, just as we had just-in-time manufacturing come upon us in the 80s, we can have just-in-time training targeted to your needs, your context, your sector, your goals. And that is the final piece of Scredible. And we're hoping that this kind of takes professionals and brands from this big social data world to smart social data, and what we call from .com to .people, where you really are really social again.
Okay, Lee, it strikes me perhaps the best way to get an idea as to what Scredible does is perhaps to take an example or a case study. Or I'll let you choose the example, Lee. Give me an example of first of all, what's the kind of person who can use Scredible? What situation am I in day one going in? And how can Scredible help me?
Okay. Well, the closer you are to a professional in an information-rich market, the more Scredible is going to work for you and the more likely you are to say, oh, yes, I need this. If I'm a construction worker, not as likely to need it.
Okay.
But if I am the head of a construction company, perhaps so. I build a lot of houses a year, every year, and I need people to know that I'm a good builder. I need people to know that I care about them. I need people to actually know about me. I can spend a lot of money on advertising, or in addition to spending some money on advertising, I can create a smart digital footprint in the networks that my prospects are, where they are hanging out. We know that people spend anywhere from 2 to 6 hours a day in social media. We know that when we are all on social media, we see the sponsored ads, but we also see the posts that are really intelligent, the ones that stand out, the ones that say, wow, this person has really got some great perspective. This person actually is a good writer. This person posts great photos, tells funny stories. This person presents their brand smarter. So that's what I'm looking for if I'm looking for a construction aid company that I want to build me a house or be involved with. So on the other end of that is the construction company. I can use Scredible to post stories across the networks, across LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, that show me it's not only someone who's good at what they do, but someone who cares about the things that my audience cares about.
Okay, so as this construction company, Bossly, this is going to help me to find things to retweet or to blog or to content to share with the market and with the audience that I'm trying to cultivate. Is that one of the things it does?
That is it. And where Scredible goes beyond any number of 100 platforms out there that do that very thing, is we tie your program to your goals. You actually enter your goal set, the things you care about, the people that you want to reach. You give us a basic idea of what you're trying to accomplish, and our intelligent bot then goes out and finds the stories that you should be looking at and sharing, goes out and makes the connections with writers who are similar to you or in your space who you should know. It escalates that process because for those of us who've been in social media for a while, you know you can be sending out a lot of information for a long time and not much happens unless you really are targeting that information to the specific top of mind concerns of your consumers, your target audience, the people you care about.
Okay.
So Scredible, yeah.
So instead of finding me, instead of me giving it a list of keywords, of topics I want to talk about, I tell Scredible, these are the goals I want to achieve. And Scredible suggests stories to me, not that match a particular search, but stories that, in its view, will help me towards those goals. Is that a fair assessment?
Correct.
Right. And does it measure then the success of the stuff I post then in terms of those goals?
Yes, it does.
And learn and improve.
Real time. You do seed this system with things that you care about. You give it a few keywords. You give it things that help it. There's a four-step process to sign up. It takes less than 4 minutes. But in that time, you will give it crucial information, and it will use that to begin creating a program that is unique to you.
Can you give me an example of some of those goals, Lee, for example?
You want to increase your social media presence. Mm. You want to meet more people who are similar to you in your area. You want to be known as a thought leader in your industry. The system at this point tries to figure out what it is you're hoping to accomplish. And it also has some bogeys built into the system, so that if you say you want to rise up through the corporate ranks and become CEO in a few years, but you in fact spend all your time following the local rugby team online, the system is going to look at you and say, "Well, I'm not sure what we're trying to accomplish here, but it will work with you to try to figure out what you really want to accomplish." Mm. And where you're hoping to go. So it's built to kind of think these things through with you. And it's still a basic system. It will evolve over time. It's a long way from being able to predict your future for you in the way that we all know is possible someday. But it can move you toward your goals faster by being on board with you, by knowing what you want to accomplish and working and evolving to be better at providing for that goal.
The idea of a coach or a life coach comes to mind. Is it a coach or is it a manager?
It's a coach. Mm. It has management tools built in, but they're more for managing the account. The system is designed to let you run free across it. But when you need help, like with any good coach, it will be there for you. So right now it's very basic in the coaching that's built into it. But we have been providing coaching for some first-rate companies for a year now. And we are taking the learnings from that coaching and building that into the platform so that whenever you might need a little help, it will be right there for you with a simple prompt, with a mouse over, so that you're always helped out if you need it at each step of your journey from someone who is just starting a social profile and beginning to participate to someone who really has a presence and is ultimately publishing online and is known for that, so that you go from being someone who had a low clout score, wasn't particularly well known, to someone who is known for their thought leadership, is invited to speak at conferences, maybe publish a book, run a blog, run a podcast, move people up through that kind of progression in their career. That's how it's built to perform.
Did I get the impression, Lee, from something you said earlier, that not only will it help me find things to write about and blog about, it'll help me write the post as well?
Yes, it will. We have, and to me, that's the most interesting part of this, as someone who's written a lot. I've written a number of books and the like over the years. And the hardest thing in the world is to stare at an empty white page or an empty white box in the vernacular of modern day. And I have, I don't want someone to write a perfect post for me so that I can just look at it and say, "Ooh, that's wonderful, hit send." What I do want is the system to give me good pieces of information from the story I've just read to help me write a great post, to give me a summary of the story, and to give me crucial bits that I can then fashion into a more lucid, more clearly understood post. That's what the Scruttable does for you. And as you use it, and it learns what you write, the things that you add to the post information that you start with, the starter posts, we call them, it learns along with you. And our goal is for it to get better and better at speaking or help giving you information in your voice so that you can spend less time with the actual writing and more time understanding important stories for yourself and more time doing a better job of communicating the value of those stories to your audiences. Now, it's the important thing here to say is that we see this as an augment, as a tool to make you perform, to help you perform better. I don't think we ever see it as a replacement. It can make you smarter. Yeah, I suppose it can make you smarter. We certainly hope that it will, but it will never replace who you are. That's just not, that isn't where we're at on this.
Well, I guess it would really defeat the purpose if the AI that I was using to help me get a promotion, for example, if it turned out that the AI got the promotion and I got nothing, that would really defeat the purpose, I think.
Yeah, and that's the... And we all go there.
And back to those nightmare scenarios, I know, Lee. Lee, from an AI and from a conceptual point of view here, this is the brainchild. There's an algorithm here at work, or a basic idea, which is initiated by your co-founder, Colin Lucas Mudd, who's the CEO of the company. But you guys have taken that now, and you've brought some academic involvement in to help you research what you're doing here and generate some of your algorithms and some of your intellectual property here. You're working with University College Dublin here in Ireland.
Yes. We're working with UCD on four machine learning subsystems that accelerate our AI. We are, in fact, partnering with them. Mm. We are early stage, and so we can't get into the details of it right now,
yeah.
But we are... very excited about the partnership. The level of talent in machine learning, in basic AI, in massive data sets, and in predictive sentiment, the level of talent in those areas at UCD is first rate. And so we're very excited to have our own PhDs hooking up with their people there to really advance this so that when we are done, we've taken social media to an entirely new level in its ability to really allow us to communicate better, to augment all of our online experiences. So we're very excited about it.
And Lee, you mentioned to me that you and Colin essentially met up online. You both live in California, but several hours away from each other, and work together via Skype. You've got people in the UK and people in Ireland. So you're a distributed company. Does Credible actually have an office that anyone could walk into?
Yes. If you want to come out to Santa Barbara, and it's really hard to convince people to come here, we're happy to take you into our office on Anacapa Street and have a coffee with you. But we are really distributed. We have we spend most of our time either traveling or on Skype in our respective offices. Some of us from home, some of us from office spaces. We believe that there is a wonderful thing happening in our time, and we're not unique in this. I think a lot of us share this feeling that with the right tools we can work from anywhere, very simple. And most importantly to us is that in building Scredible, we are building something that allows you to work from anywhere. For a lot of people, the problem they have in not being in office is they're cut off. Their lives become kind of staring at a screen all day, and the idea here is that if we can give people a tool that brings them into the social conversation deeper, they have a chance to have better relationships online, and that has to translate into a better offline experience as well. And the one piece of that I haven't talked about is that, and it's a very very mundane thing, is time savings. Right now you can spend maybe 2 minutes creating a post.
Yeah.
And you put your life into it. It's good. It's smart. It's solid. And you're very happy with it. And that post can be done in 15 seconds on Scredible.
Yeah.
So if you really want to get your social media presence strong, but you also want to have some time, you don't want to live all your life online. So Scredible's goal at the very heart of it all, set aside the AI, set aside everything else. The goal for each of us is to have a little more time to enjoy our lives while we're here. So
indeed,
that's
yeah.
what we're hoping for.
Indeed. And in fairness, you know, for a lot of the kind of people you're talking about as well, especially if your job is to sell your expertise, to sell your authority, to sell yourself as a professional in a particular area, a lot of people like that are selling their time. You know, it's about billable hours and things like that. And time that you spend investing in building your social credibility online is time that you're not actually earning money and charging clients for. So I'm sure, again, that's a real advantage to people to that. And mobile as well is an important part of it as well. I mean, if you're out and about going to conferences, speaking at events, visiting clients, whatever it is you may be doing, how does Credible work in the mobile world?
Yeah, well said about servicing your clients and having time left over for yourself, Con. As far as the mobile, we're currently on the mobile with our regular program. We are about 2 weeks away from releasing our Android, and about a couple weeks after that, have an iOS app in place so that it'll be much easier and fun to use.
What stage is it at the moment in terms of clients, and how does the business model work out? Is it a freemium thing? Is it in beta still? What is it? If I go to Scredible.com right now, what do I encounter?
You will have a chance to sign up for free, and you can stay on free as long as you'd like. It is a freemium model. If you are someone who uses it extensively, you say you're a digital agency and you have lots of clients, and you have people who spend a lot of time posting on behalf of clients, you'll want to upgrade to this to our either our professional or our agency level, because at that level you get a lot more bells and whistles. But everyone who comes on board gets the full run of the service. And we intend to keep it that way because we want people to be able to use this. We want them to enjoy it. And if they are someone who needs more, then we're happy to upgrade them, and we all win.
It sounds absolutely fascinating, and I got to say I'm particularly intrigued by it, Lee. I was very interested in meeting you guys at Web Summit and just didn't make it. I mean, it was like a village, it was like a town at the RDS in
yes,
Dublin last week, and just ran out of hours at the end of it all to get around, see everyone, meet everyone and do everything. How was your Web Summit? How did you find it?
It was incredible. We were so pleased with it. First about Ireland, I used to think the Canadians were the happiest people in the world, but I have a new candidate, if not met happier, more wonderful, more helpful, more hopeful people than the Irish. It was absolutely a joy to be there. I think that the Web Summit itself was a kick. It was a lot of fun. Like most conferences, getting a signal was almost impossible. Glitches, of course, everywhere. But, you know, you expect those. But the people we met, the level of talent we saw there, the innovation, all of the people who came, all, who knows, 22,000 people who came, there was this real sense of opportunity and promise. I didn't want to come home. I think it was so happy. There was no jet lag when I came back.
Yeah, it was. I think you put your finger on it there when it comes to hopefulness. I think is probably one of the most important things, I think, when it comes to entrepreneurship and all of that. And yes. There was certainly that in abundance. Wonderful experience, wonderful atmosphere at Web Summit. It was my second time at it, and I'm definitely looking forward to next year. Will we see you there?
I hope so.
Very good.
I don't want to wait to come back. And we, of course, though we're in California, we'll be coming over there quite often with our team. So, absolutely.
Lee, it sounds fantastic. Keep in touch with us in relation to future developments, and we wish you all the best with Scredible.
We will, Con, and thank you. Have a wonderful evening.